You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Okay, let's get it. Locked On LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona, ESPN Radio Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, CST. And right here for the Locked On LSU podcast, baseball Tigers fall 13-1 to Vanderbilt in the series opener out at the box. Game two tonight, Friday night, and then game three will follow on Saturday. Because it is Good Friday, and I know a lot of people are heading into the weekend, and we are already after noon, and we're about 7 hours or so away from first pitch of game two. I'm going to keep it kind of shorter here on this episode to get this out there, but there's a couple of things specifically that I want to talk about. The game itself, the series, and of course, the program as a whole. And we'll take those kind of one at a time. You know, LSU, I'll put it to you this way. If you were drawing any sweeping conclusions about this team, the 2021 LSU baseball team, based on what happened last night, you shouldn't. Vanderbilt is really good. Vanderbilt is, and I gave this some thought last night, Vanderbilt is the best college baseball team LSU has faced since Oregon State in 2018. That's the Oregon State team. Remember, LSU went to Corvallis and played in that regional. And they had Abel, who was the freshman pitcher, and they had Larnick and Nick Madrigal and Adley Rutschman. That Oregon State team was complete. They had great frontline starters. They had a dominant closer. They hit 1-9. They hit for power, average. They were just relentless. This is the best team that LSU's faced since that one. Remember, that team didn't even have Luke Heimlich because of his off-the-field issues. This team has Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter at the front of its rotation. And, oh, by the way, they lead the best conference in college baseball in hitting and in ERA. They're just awesome. I mean, you saw it top to bottom. What Vanderbilt did to LSU on Thursday night, Vanderbilt is going to do to a lot of teams this year because they're the best team in baseball. If Vanderbilt isn't in Omaha, if Vanderbilt isn't in the College World Series, Championship Series, something abnormal happened. Some gigantic outlier somewhere along the way happened. Like in 2007, when Vandy was the number one overall seed and they lost their home regional there in Nashville. That's an outlier that happens in baseball, but it would have to happen for this team not to be there. That's just how good they are. Specifically with the game, LSU hung tough for about four innings. And then Vandy put up back-to-back crooked numbers in the fifth and the sixth with a four spot in each. Landon Marceau pitched better than his line will show. Eight earned runs on nine hits and five and a third, three strikeouts, two walks. Marceau, the thing I could say is there weren't many times in the game where Vandy squared up Landon Marceau. They just nibbled. And a lot of nibbles eventually became a big chunk. I mean, look at the first run scored. It was the what should have been a routine fly ball to right field to Dylan Cruz, which ends up as a triple. Marceau comes back, gets the grounder to Morgan with the infield in. They hold the runner at third, get the first out, and then a little flare single into the gap, and the run comes home. LSU did a fantastic job getting out of the inning. It was a big league play by Kay Doty at third, deep in the hole, actually deep on the line, throwing across the diamond to get the runner at first. I mean, LSU was playing hard early, but they couldn't handle Kumar Rocker like nobody's been able to handle Kumar Rocker. So again, what happened last night, I'm not looking at it saying that is some grand indictment on this LSU team, because a lot of teams that face Vanderbilt are going to struggle. Now, there's a bigger picture question there, and this is what I do want to talk about. which is, how did LSU get to this point to where they are so thoroughly outclassed by Vanderbilt? And we will tell you about that. Remember, betonline.ag, betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts, betonline.ag. Final Four is this weekend. Major League Baseball opening day was Thursday. NBA second half in full swing. The NHL going on. Need a place to bet on all your favorite sports action? Betonline.ag. Safe, secure. Betonline.ag has been around for 20 years. I've used them for more than a decade. Betonline.ag. Remember, free to open an account, and when you make your first deposit of funds, use the code LOCKEDON, and they will give you a 50% welcome bonus at betonline.ag. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. So, LSU loses game one to Vanderbilt. Paul Maneri, also, when he met with the media afterwards, said, you know, what his post-game message was to his team.
The message tonight is all about pride. This uniform that we wear, you know, we're representing a great tradition and a great history in this program, and a lot of great players that have come before us. And we can go one of two ways. You know, you can feel sorry for yourselves and point fingers, or you can go out there tomorrow night with energy and enthusiasm and play the game the right way and represent the uniform the way it's supposed to be represented. Wins and losses are going to happen. How you represent your university is what's most important to me.
And that, I would say, is kind of the crux of the issue. See, LSU, I differ from most LSU fans in this sense, at least most that I hear from. Most LSU fans expect LSU to be in Omaha and winning championships every year. And it's just not realistic. And most fans blame the coach when things go wrong. For example, last night in the ball game, is there anything Paul Maneri could have done differently that would have altered the outcome? Maybe you start Zach Arnold at second base instead of Collier Cranford to get another bat in the lineup. But does that do anything to overtake a 13-1 loss? No. The reality is the coach's job is to assemble a roster and a lineup that's going to give you a chance to go compete night in and night out. And over a 56-game schedule, where LSU should be every year is hosting a regional, which means you're in the top 16, which LSU should be every year. And you should be in contention for a national seed, meaning you're in the top 8, and you'd be hosting a super regional. That, I say, is my expectation for LSU baseball every year. When we look back now, LSU, of course, came up short in the College World Series, a championship series in 2017. And when you look at what's happened since, they traveled for a regional in 2018. They hosted a regional in 2019, but were not a national seed. They only hosted the super regional against Florida State because Florida State pulled an upset in the regional round. And then last year, when the season was canceled, Tigers are 12-5 and getting ready to start SEC play. So we don't really know how it would have gone. But your roster was very similar last year to, you know, what you're looking at now, save a few players who obviously were high picks and went on to the next level. Certainly would have been so fun to watch a full season with Cole Henry at the front of the rotation and Jaden Hill there along with him and Marceau. That would have been a lot of fun. So who knows? But now you look at a team that this year, as they stand, unless if LSU gains some serious momentum, it's going to be hard to make a regional. I mean, if you think back in 2011, the last time LSU missed the postseason, they were 13-17 in the conference. You're 1-6. This is the worst start LSU's had in 50 years. So right now, you're at a point where the baseline expectation for this program isn't being met. Again, I'm not upset that LSU lost to Vanderbilt on Thursday night. I mean, Kumar Rocker should be pitching in Major League Baseball right now. If Kumar Rocker left Vanderbilt and went and joined a big club right now, he could go get Major League hitters out. Just think of it this way. If Rocker had gone straight to the pros from high school, he'd be in year three. He certainly would have already made his way through a minor league system. Throwing the way he's throwing right now, he'd be in somebody's rotation in the major leagues. He's a big league pitcher throwing against college hitters. So the game isn't what has me upset. That Palminteri said it. You're going to win and lose in baseball. It's what happens. But the fact that LSU isn't even competitive with a team like Vanderbilt is what really bothers me, because that should never happen, yet that's where this program is right now. And I think, you know, there's a lot of LSU fans right now looking at this team, going, well, they got to play better and play up to their talent. I mean, my hands in the air, guys. I was the one before the season who picked this to be a 500 team in conference play and told you, yeah, they've got good frontline pitching, but you have one guy that has proven he can hit SEC pitching, and that's Cade Beloso, who, by the way, is hitting about 220 right now. So we said it. You hope your frontline pitching carries you until the offense catches up. Jaden Hill hasn't been as good as we thought he would be as a frontline starter, and the offense hasn't caught up. So the fact that LSU is sitting here at the midway point of the season with three guys in the lineup hitting sub-200 because you don't feel like you have a better option, that is an inherent issue with the program at this point. And yes, that falls at the feet of the head coach. That falls at the feet of Palminteri. Now, I'm not saying you need to run him out today. I'm not saying you need to fire the coach. I've never been that guy and hope I never become that guy. But what I will say is, when you have the legacy that Paul does, having been to Omaha 5 times, having won a national title, played in another championship series, I would say he deserves the right to fix it. But it feels like this has been the opportunity to fix it since 2018, and then 19, 20, and now 21 followed, and you're still short of those expectations. Look, you've still got more than half of your conference schedule to go. So let's see if this team can get hot, if they can go on a run. I just don't expect it to happen this weekend at all, because as we saw Thursday night and should have known if you paid attention, Vanderbilt is just in a completely different class right now, not just from LSU, but from everybody in college baseball. The problem that a lot of LSU fans have is that at one point in the past, that was LSU, and clearly it's not anymore. Let's see if this team can manage to win a game this weekend and then move forward and try to get into the postseason and make a run. All right, it is the Locked On LSU podcast brought to you by Built Bar and BuiltBar.com. BuiltBar.com. I do want to preview games 2 and 3. We'll do that in a second. BuiltBar.com is the best tasting protein bar in the world. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. Perfect for the keto diet. It's a great meal replacement if you want a breakfast bar to go. If you need that mid-morning or early afternoon snack, Built Bar is perfect. Maybe you just want a treat. Sometimes I like eating a Built Bar before I go on my radio show because it like cures my sweet tooth, but it also is low calorie and tastes great. So it's a little treat before I go on air, and it'll sustain me throughout my 3-hour radio show. Whatever your reason, get to BuiltBar.com and order today. Remember, use the promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, that's LOCKED15, to save 15% off your order at BuiltBar.com. Are you ready for the NFL Draft? Join Locked On NFL Draft hosts Trevor Sikkema and Benjamin Solak as they give their latest positional rankings and analysis on the 2021 draft, the prospects, with team-centric guest mocks right around the corner. Follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. So, game 2, LSU and Vanderbilt coming up from the box on Friday night. Palminteri did say what he's hoping to see out of his team Friday night.
I want to see our team coming out tomorrow and hustling and playing with energy and playing with confidence and going about their business in a very professional and enthusiastic way. When you get beat like we did tonight, it's very easy to get down and not display that kind of professionalism. And I just wanted to remind them of who they're representing, and they need to think about that tonight.
realistically, this is a major opportunity for Jaden Hill. He's a guy who came into this season as a projected top five prospect in this upcoming draft and hasn't pitched to the level of his expectation. But this is an opportunity where just as quickly as you fell, you can certainly rise if you go out and match Jack Leiter pitch for pitch. There are going to be a ton of scouts there. Radar guns will be up, looking at both Leiter and Hill, guys that both could be top five picks in this summer's draft. So LSU is going to need, you saw it, LSU is going to need a performance from Jaden Hill, the manner in which, you know, they got from Marceau for the first three, four innings of the ball game on Thursday night. But he's going to have to match Leiter, because what we've seen, obviously, is this LSU team just can't hit elite pitching. It can't hit elite pitching. Listen, last week against Tennessee, LSU faced Chad Dallas. And Chad Dallas is an okay Friday night pitcher, but he's not either of the guys LSU's faced here. He's not a guy that's going to hear his name called early in the draft. He's just a Friday night guy in the SEC. And LSU was absolutely handcuffed by him. Tonight, don't expect run support. So can Jaden Hill go up and throw up seven scoreless innings and leave it to the bullpens and hope that LSU's bullpen can outduel Vanderbilt's? That's your option tonight. Realistically, the best chance LSU has, which I've said all week, and which I've said all year, the best chance LSU is going to have to win games on the weekend is going to be on Sunday or in Game 3, Saturday in this instance. A.J. Labus is going to be better than most Game 3 starters that LSU runs up against. Look at the series they've played. LSU, the first opening weekend, they won that Game 3 against Louisiana Tech. They had that weird weekend with Youngstown State and Nichols. They had a shutout win in Game 3. You know, they lost the Oral Roberts game 3-1 on Sunday, but that was, a tough luck loser that day with a 3-1 loss. You know, the Texas San Antonio game, LSU had to come back-to-back days to win in extra innings in sweeping Texas San Antonio. The lone conference win was the Sunday win against Mississippi State. So your best chance is going to be to win Game 3 Saturday. But maybe, just maybe, Jaden Hill gives you something extraordinary tonight, because that's what you're going to need to be competitive against Jack Leiter, a guy that hasn't lost this year and has an ERA of 0.02, which is just so silly to say. But giant task for LSU tonight against Vanderbilt. Like we've been saying, just get one. Find a way to get one, and that option is very likely going to be Saturday at 2 o'clock out at the box. All right, have a great weekend. Have a fantastic Easter, and we'll be back here Monday recapping the weekend series. Until then, Locked On LSU, your team every day.